As another way to collect more sales taxes, the Park City Council will consider supporting legislation that would allow state and local government to collect the sales tax from online retailers. Although the Utah State Legislature has considered similar legislation, nothing has been approved here. Park City Manager Diane Foster says the council Thursday is being asked to review the proposed legislation and to prepare a letter of support to be sent to Representative Rob Bishop.
Originally, this was called the Main Street Fairness Act because the idea was for, you know, our Main Street businesses as well as other brick and mortar businesses, they're at a disadvantage. You know, not only do they have to have a physical presence, which is more expensive, but also they're at a disadvantage from a sales tax perspective, because unless you have a nexus, which means that you have a physical presence in that state, and an online presence, you don't have to pay online sales tax. Although many states, in fact, Virginia just passed a law that went into effect actually Monday that online businesses, no matter where they were, had to pay it. So some states have been addressing this, but we're quite hopeful that they'll address it at the national level.
She says while a number of states have already enacted similar legislation, it's best done on a federal level to ensure that the legislation is consistent among all states. It's already been approved by the U.S. Senate. By Utah law, residents are required to pay taxes on their online sales, even if they're not charged by the online retailer. In other business, the council Thursday is considering making a recommendation for the Reisner Ridge open space. Rather than a conservation easement, city staff is proposing that an aesthetic and recreational preservation easement be attached to the property. The staff says that conservation easements should only be used when referring to critical conservation values such as wildlife and watershed, and they don't feel that this parcel meets those standards. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.